John Aiken, head coach of Oglethorpe University men's soccer, and you're listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Oglethorpe University head men's soccer coach John Aiken. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Russ.
Coach, you're heading into your ninth season at the helm of the Peachels. Just take me through your mindset as preseason has unfolded and we get ready for another year.
I'm excited. We've got a blend of new faces and a lot of returning players. You know, as the program continues to evolve, we just seem to be getting a little bit better each year. Despite the hovering around 500 the last couple seasons, I think, you know, we've been much better than that, and the results haven't gone our way. But I think the older guys have figured out a few reasons why, and we're looking to right the ship on the results page.
Coach, 8-9-1 a season ago, 4-7 in conference play. What did your team learn over the course of last year?
You know, last year I think we got to learn how to finish games and finish chances. I think we lost 6 of the 9 games by 1 goal, and I think at least in 5 of those 6 losses we outshot our opponents. So, you know, looking at that, we were the stronger team, yet, you know, soccer's a funny game and we came out on the losing end. So, you know, I think we realize that, you know, those moments that you get, you know, on the field and in life are critical, and we hope to execute a little bit better this year.
Coach, as I look at your roster, 5 seniors and lots of experience in terms of upperclassmen. Talk about the senior group and the way you've seen them sort of grow up over the last 4 years and what you expect from them in terms of leadership this season.
Yeah, well, Russ, it's an interesting point. I don't know how many programs can say this, and I don't know if this is good or bad, but we haven't had a senior a class like this. This is the first time in 4 years that we have more juniors and seniors than we have freshmen and sophomores. So I think going back to add on to your last question, I think leadership is, leading by majority, so to speak, has been something we've lacked, and I think that had a direct result on you know, our record. And I think this year, you know, having more juniors and seniors and guys to look up to are, you know, will be a deciding factor this year.
Coach, I know you're really excited about the guys that you've brought in this year. You have a unique job or a tough task, I should say, trying to blend your experienced group with your incoming new talent. How do you go about doing that as head coach?
You know, we have to find out who's sharp, who's, you know, we definitely have a talented group of players. I think who's going to stay committed to the program, to the philosophy of what we're trying to do here, will be the ones that will probably be on the field. You know, the talented players are always talented, but, you know, they've got to work at it and, you know, do the right things as well.
What's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your group as preseason's unfolded?
You know, I think the expectations of themselves are pretty impressive. You know, the results in a couple of our preseason matches and you know, the results in training games and things like that, you know, I don't put a lot of stock in because we're trying some new things. But that being said, the expectations are high. And that's really, you know, we set the tone, but, you know, they're the team, and they're holding each other accountable at this point. And, you know, as long as they do that, I think we should do some good things this year.
Coach, one of the exciting things as we look forward to the 2011 SCAC soccer season is the return of the SCAC soccer tournament at the end of the year for the first time since 1992. The top 6 teams in the conference will meet in Birmingham to battle it out and decide the conference champion in the NCAA automatic qualifying bid to the postseason tournament. Talk about the excitement of the tournament and the possibility of being one of those 6 teams at the end of the year in Birmingham trying to fight for that crown.
I think we're going to certainly have the talent to be in that group and put ourselves in the tournament. Obviously, everybody's working very hard for that first bye. I think that's going to be a huge factor. But it's a competitive league, and you know, it's a long season, so we'll try to figure some things out, you know, leading up to that you know, that conference tournament. I just think it's so special that you know, we have a tournament. You know, having finished second to Trinity twice in the 8 years prior, you know, I thought we were good enough to be in the NCAA tournament, but we couldn't because there was no, you know, tournament or anything like that. So, you know, I'm excited about the possibility of playing in that last weekend.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Men's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by Oglethorpe University head men's soccer coach, John Aiken. And Coach, each preseason brings a new crop of freshman players. Talk about this group of freshmen that you've brought in this year. Do you feel like you have some guys that can really help make immediate impact on your team this year, and how are they adjusting to the college game?
I think the speed of play, I think athletically, we've gotten some good guys, but our style of play is always playing from the back and building, starting from the attack, and very few youth coaches do that. So it takes a few of those players, a little bit of time to get acclimated, but they're picking it up pretty quickly, and despite only having about a week of practice, they're getting there, and I'm looking forward to the next two or three weeks will bring.
Coach, talk about your senior captain, Mark Lavery. He returns this year for his senior season. Last year he had 3 goals, 4 assists. He played all over the field for you over the course of last year. Talk about the way you've seen him mature as a player and what you expect from him this year.
Mark's a class individual. He leads by example. He's a great character on the field, and he has great character off the field. He has a very high standard for himself and those around him. Leads by example, and I think I think he was one of the best players in the conference. Clearly, our record probably didn't support him in that, and the fact that we played him up front, we played him at center mid, we played him in the back, really trying to figure out what his best role is for us. But to Mark's credit, he just said, "Coach, just put me anywhere," and we tried to figure it out from there. And I think we've got a good idea of where he fits well this year. So.
Coach, the SCAC from top to bottom is one of the most competitive leagues in the country in terms of men's soccer. Talk about what makes this league so unique and so competitive from that top to the bottom.
I think some programs have a strong history of competing in this league. I think other teams have, up and down seasons. But I think overall, all the institutions are strong academically and continue to bring in quality student athletes, and all their expectations are high for their team. So I think it just brings a battle every single time. There's no cupcake teams. Anybody can beat anybody else at any given time as long as they want it more for the most part. So it's exciting. You never know what you're going to get.
Toughest thing you face as a head coach in the SCAC?
Probably continuity from fall to spring with the limited amount of time that we spend with our athletes. But as well as balancing the academic workload and the athletic demands that we need to put on our athletes, juggling that and respecting their time, as well as keeping a high standard for, the soccer program and the expectations that we need to have to be successful. Walking that fine line is always challenging because we know we can push more and probably get more soccer out of them. That being said, they're student athletes first, and trying to respect that time and that balance is a challenge.
And finally, Coach, the 2011 Oglethorpe University men's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
If our players stay focused and fully commit to what we're trying to do.
Oglethorpe University head men's soccer coach John Aiken. Again, the Peachels open up their 2011 campaign September 3rd against Guilford. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
All right. Thanks, Russ.